goes. I guess mom, dad start taking us to church. I was 4 or 5 at the latest, I guess, and Bay City First Church. And I remember the children's church downstairs. And when we were going to church camp, and like Marlis, I remember the little stone altar up front. And I went up there a few times, and after a while, I decided I didn't want to do that no more because I shouldn't have to go up to the altar every time there's an altar call. So then grew up, got in high school, didn't really want much to do with church. And like I think a lot of kids that grow up in church, some of them do that. So then Renee and I got married, and we're having a son, and I decided, well, I had a responsibility, and I wanted to do that. But I still didn't really make a commitment to Christ yet. So then our youngest son was born, and he passed away when he was 6 months old. And I think that was the push that pushed me to make a commitment to Christ. But it wasn't until quite a few years, the middle of the night, I woke up and I made that commitment during the night. And I guess that being said, it's Grandparents' Day. And I'd like to say to the grandparents, our grandkids and other non-Christians, they look at us and they watch what we're doing. So don't be a do as I say, not as I do person. Be a setting an example of them. And I ask God to bless your grandparents and all their grandkids, great-grandkids, and I think there's somebody here that has great-great-grandkids. So may God bless them too.